Welcome to this week's Key Voices. I'm Tom Clark, and I'm bringing you a roundup of the latest education news and a special update on our new brand. In the news this week, a leaked draft of the Timpson Review into School Exclusions proposes that the government should remove the potential for heads to game the system by excluding pupils. It also states that heads should continue to be accountable for the educational outcomes of excluded pupils. The Independent has reported that almost 3 in 5 first-year teachers aren't convinced they'll stay in teaching. Mental health issues such as panic attacks and anxiety are partly to blame, according to a study from Leeds Beckett University. The survey of more than 275 teachers in their first year of teaching found that only 43% have definite plans to stay in the profession long term. A consultation has opened into the removal of floor and coasting standards. The DfE is proposing instead to use an Ofsted requires improvement judgment as the sole basis for an offer of support. Schools with 2 consecutive requires improvement judgments will be offered more intensive support. Also this week, Schools Week has reported that Ofsted will not name the 300 schools that could be offloading pupils in case it alerts them to upcoming inspections. The Inspectorate's annual report in December said the schools were identified as having particularly high levels of pupil movement in years 10 and 11. The BBC has reported on the UK's 4 Children's Commissioners' warnings that children's safety could be put at risk if the UK leaves the EU without proper plans for child protection. The government said protecting all citizens was its first responsibility. According to Schools Week, over half of young people say education doesn't prepare them for the job market. For our full news briefing and links to all sources, please visit key.sc/news. And now, on to our interview series. This week, we're speaking to Sarah Hernandez, Chief Marketing Officer of The Key, about our new brand, which launched early this week. So, why has The Key decided to rebrand?
That's a very good question. Why did we decide to update our brand, especially one that is much loved by our members? So I guess there's a little bit of background. The Key first started out back in 2007 when we launched our online information service, The Key for School Leaders, which for members listening, they'll be very familiar with. But for those that don't, The Key for School Leaders helps school leaders respond to national changes quickly and confidently and provides practical, I guess, quality assured resources to save time with everyday tasks. So since we started with The Key for School Leaders, we've grown to be a brand that is trusted by 100,000 members and supports nearly half the schools in the country. So then fast forwarding 10 years, we've basically developed many more online content solutions and some digital tools to support a much broader range of leaders. These now include governors, MAT leaders, and DSLs. So back in 2017, as a business, we thought that with the changes we'd made in terms of our offer, it was a good time to just take stock of where we are and undergo a good period of reflection to really understand what our members need from us and essentially critically evaluate what we do best, what our members value from us most, and clearly articulate what our purpose is.
And what does this all mean for members? What benefits will it bring them?
Well, when we started the project, we weren't sure what the research would uncover or the changes we would make that would impact our members. The process was run by our branding agency Onwards and involved a lot of research with our members and non-members. We also approached key stakeholders in the education sector, interviewed our staff and leadership team. And what came out of that process was some excellent insight into where we were performing really well as a brand and where we could improve. We distilled The Key's ultimate value being about giving our members the knowledge to act and helping them to make a meaningful difference in their schools. And this is kind of translated into about 7 key areas of benefit to our members. So we know them better than ever. So last year, thousands of our members took part in market research surveys to help us better understand their needs as they relate to each of their unique school settings. We've taken those valuable insights and changed the way we deliver knowledge to make sure it's timely and relevant to them. We're also changing how we write and present our articles, also our model policies and key docs that we're known for. You'll see us using much simpler, like more directive language and layouts that help our members take the know-how they need from them much more quickly. We're also working really hard to anticipate our members' needs and delivering resources on the emerging issues they haven't had time to think about yet. So we want to be ready with, I guess, the critical answers before they're even needed. An example of this is how we helped our members navigate GDPR, or more recently, the changes to the Ofsted framework. We want to be there when our members critically need us, arming them with the knowledge they need so they, I guess, tackle challenges more confidently. Another area we've made an improvement in is we're now quicker. We've invested in our IT infrastructure more recently that supports all of our sites. So essentially our pages load much more quickly when members need answers. We've also improved the look and feel of the website, so they're much cleaner and easier to read. And we're basically clearing out all the clutter and improving accessibility of information. Another area we're improving in is also our tone of voice. Leaders are bombarded daily with opinion, advice, and lots of theory. Our new brand tone of voice makes sure the key is instantly recognisable as a voice in the sector. I guess finally, it's really about delivering a consistent and valuable experience. So we've applied our new look and voice to everything we do and try and make sure the experience of the key is consistently valuable, regardless of whether you're engaging with our app, email, our social channels, live chat for support, or if you speak to us on the end of the phone.
So it's fair to say that this has been an extensive project. What happens next?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is definitely fair to say it's been an extensive project. We obviously began it back in 2017, have implemented those changes and revealed our new brand externally. But it's been a bit of a journey, and I guess this is just the first step. So what's next? We'll continue to invest in our research, product development, the infrastructure which supports our sites, basically so we can develop innovative solutions to some fairly complex problems in the sector. We're also going to be trying out new formats for delivering content, but whichever format we use, we always want to make sure it's smarter, quicker, and easier for our members to consume. And there's a company-wide commitment so that everything we do is always going to be laser-focused on providing our members with the knowledge to act whenever they need it.
And I might be biased, but I think it looks pretty awesome. So a big thank you to you, Sarah, for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tom. And I really look forward to any feedback that we receive on the brand from this. Thanks.
Thank you very much for listening. Key Voices is produced by The Key, giving education leaders the knowledge to act. Members of The Key have access to thousands of articles on the latest issues in education. To find out more, visit thekeysupport.com.